Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities, and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul, and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
How can I be more like Jesus at the end of 2026? And what help is available for that? Claire and I thought those would be great questions to think about together, with the help of that chapter from Philippians chapter 2, and specifically two of those verses that Anne read to us. So if you want to turn it up in your Bibles, that'd be a great help. And these two verses will come on the screen as well. This is Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. And we're going to be thinking about those verses together for the next few minutes. We're going to have they're talking two parts with a song in the middle, and we'll spend some time dwelling on these words. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Those verses come straight after these amazing words that Anne brought to us, capturing the heart of what we're celebrating in the Christmas season. In your relationships, chapter 2, verse 5, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. The Apostle Paul is writing to Christians in Philippi. That's modern-day Greece. He's just reminded them of these great truths about why Jesus came. He said, look, Jesus came from the highest place, from heaven itself, to humble himself as a baby, to grow up, to die and to rise again, all so that we could be friends with God, part of his family. And then he returns in great glory to heaven, where he reigns as Lord, the one to whom everyone should look, the one who everyone ought to acknowledge as Lord. And now Paul is saying, in these two verses we're going to be looking at, if Jesus really is your Lord, then make 2026 a year where you live with him as Lord. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, those words definitely don't mean work for your salvation. Paul absolutely believed, we praise God that he did, that salvation could only come through trusting in Jesus alone. He's not saying we can earn our salvation in any sense. We know that because he's speaking here to dear friends, to his beloved. It's a way of addressing fellow Christians, brothers and sisters. In other words, people who've already been saved by trusting in Jesus. So he's definitely not saying work for your salvation. Instead, continue to work out your salvation means, because Jesus is your Lord, keep on wanting to be more like him. Keep on living with him as your Lord. We see that from those words, fear and trembling. It's basically saying, look, if Jesus is my Lord, then I've got a right respect for him, a right adoration for him. I want to care about what he cares about this year more than anything else, more than what anyone else cares about. I want to care for what he cares for. And so this is a great verse to come into 2026, a verse that can help me and you to think for ourselves, because Jesus is my Lord, I want to be more like him this year. I want to get to the end of 2026 more like Jesus than I am now. Now, of course, if you're me, you think of that and you look back on the last year. You look back and you think, as we came to confession, I'm sure I'm not the only one thinking, gosh, there's still such a long way to go in being like Jesus. And perhaps as we look back on some of the failures of the last year, we think, am I going to really make much progress in the year ahead in that aim, in becoming more like Jesus? And if I am, is it basically just that I just have to work a lot harder? I just have to try a lot harder and hope that something comes of that. And there's a great answer to that dilemma in that second verse, in verse 13. Paul writes, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." That is just a brilliant assurance for us as we come into 2026, that we can get to the end of the year being more like Jesus because God himself is going to be at work in us. Now, to help us think about this, I'm going to need two volunteers, ideally of the 7+ but not quite 70 variety, okay? So if you think that you would like to help me build some Lego, well, I say help me. Actually, I've done this yesterday. I can see a hand already in my peripheral vision, which is fantastic. And I'll look for one more hand. Amazing. Right, okay, yes. You come on up. In fact, if you both want to come up, you can. That would be brilliant. And then, Daniel, you come up as well. Now, maybe one of the parents wants to come as well, or someone who's like over seven, just because there are a few small pieces. You are six, Daniel, exactly. But it says 7+, so I'm trying to follow the rules on the box. Okay, right. If you start unwrapping that for me, that would be great. Now, so I want to tell you about this. This is Lego Racers. Don't start anything other than unwrapping, though. Just unwrapping. That's fine. You can unwrap. Brilliant. Okay, 7+, Lego Racers Hot Scorcher range. Okay, now this was very kindly passed on to us by the Mashes, by Richard and Jane. I think they intended it for Nathan in years to come, but I'm one of the adult Lego fans in the room. So I actually did this myself yesterday, both for a bit of fun and also to check that it actually works, because otherwise the illustration, as you'll see, would break down later on. Now, okay, so what you're going to need to do, if you've got all the pieces out, is you're going to need to see how quickly you can build this for us. All right, so now I'm going to talk for a bit more before our next song, during which, you know, you can be listening and also playing with that and trying to construct it together. The teamwork's going to be key, yeah, here. And if you're still going during the song, that's absolutely fine. It took me about 10 minutes yesterday on my own. Okay, so we're going to see if you guys can beat that time. And Claire's going to be counting. So should we give them a 1, 2, 3? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, right, while you do that, let me continue to tell all of us, no, where should I put that? About why I've got them doing this Lego. Okay, the thing you need to know about this particular Lego model is that it has a pullback motor, all right? So on its own, I hope it's going to look quite good. It does look quite good, but it needs something to actually work as a car to get it going, the motor. You can see why I was checking that it did actually work yesterday, and you can hope with me that it does work when it comes to that point. Our verses say, and this is why we've got this happening there, our verses say, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." Now, that is just a brilliant comfort, as I say, as we come into 2026. It means whoever we are, whatever our age and stage of life, if we've trusted in Jesus this morning, if we've trusted him to save us, if he's our Lord today, there is help for us coming into 2026, okay? It is not all down to us to become more like Jesus. This motor is going to get that car started, okay? And we do not have to do the Christian life on our own this year. In fact, we can't do it on our own. What do the verses say? It is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. What that means, in essence, is that God plans in advance that we will become more like Jesus, and then he acts to make that possible. Okay, so that means everything that happens in your life and in my life this year, it will be designed by God to help you to become more like his son. He's going to be in charge. He's going to be in control of everything that happens in our lives. And he's going to use it all to help us become more like Jesus. So look, he plans that we'll become more like Jesus. And then he acts on that. He acts in us to help that change to happen, to take place. That is an amazing confidence for us. It means we really can become more like Jesus this year. We can be confident about that because he's given us all the resources we need. So he's given us his spirit living inside us, who empowers us to live for him. He's given us his word that we're looking at the moment to guide us through the year, the Bible. And he's given us his people, one another, the church. And all of those things will come together this year to help us to grow more like Jesus. That is just such a great encouragement to me. As we've been looking at these words, Claire and I, we've been thinking, this is just a great encouragement to think of all the ways that I've fallen short of Jesus' purposes this last year, and that longing to become more like him, and to know there's genuine and real encouragement and help as we look at this verse this morning. It is God who works in me, in you, to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. I hope that's going to be a great encouragement to us this morning. And before we continue to think about these verses together, we're going to sing in the light of these words. Unless you guys have... No, great. Yeah, can you keep going through the song? Brilliant. Okay, so as we're going to sing this next song, Stu's chosen for us. And there's a line here that just picks up in a lovely way at what we've just been seeing. The line says, "There is hope in every trial, for I can trust the Lord. He will turn my heart towards him and help me bear the thorn." That's saying in every circumstance of life, including the hard ones, God is at work and he's prompting us to grow more like Jesus. Did you hear? He will turn my heart towards him. Even in trials, he's wanting us to turn towards him and to grow more like him. And then not only does he plan that, he gives us help for that change. So let's stand as we're able and sing together. Fantastic. Do take a seat. Now, something exciting as well as those amazing words happened during that, which is that we hit 7.5 minutes. Okay, so round of applause. And you guys come back up with the car. And Daniel as well. You come back up as well because you did this. Come on up. Because I want you to see the product at the fruit of your work, your labour, okay? You come on up. Yeah, you stand up here with me. Well done. Great job. Okay, now, I mentioned that there was a pullback motor, okay? So, now, I haven't risk assessed this, but we'll just see what happens. So, now, what you need to do is you need to, like, pull it back like that, but, like, firmly on the ground and let it go, okay? So, do you want to give that a go? See what happens? Okay, let it go. Okay, it does work. Look, you can see the wheel still going. Shall we see if we can get up a bit more speed? Do you want to try and see if you can get up a bit more speed? Oh, there we go. Oh, lovely. Well done. Round of applause for these guys. Thanks so much.
It just did this. It did that.
Amazing. Did it topple over? Great. Well, look, you guys can have endless fun with that. And I would suggest probably after the service. Shall we keep going after the service with that? Yeah, there we go. Oh, no, you missed a piece. Does that mean that I win? Because it took me longer, but... Oh, no, okay, fair enough. Bad loser. Well done. Now, that car is helping us to think, remember, about these words. "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act to fulfill your good purpose." We've been encouraged as we look back, as we look ahead to this year, wanting to become more like Jesus, that God will be at work. He will be in control of our lives, planning how we'll become more like his son and then helping us through the strength of his spirit, through his word, through one another, his people, to become more like him. It's like the motor inside that car. Okay. And the thing about this motor is it doesn't work on its own. So I actually didn't know if I mean, I enjoyed building it yesterday, but I was sort of slightly tossing between, should I be writing this talk and or building it? And in the end, I realized I had to build it as well, because you can't actually get the motor to work without the rest of the car. Okay. And that's, I thought, a great picture of the Christian life. Paul says, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you. Did you notice that word work comes up twice? It is God who works in you. God works to help his people become more like Jesus through, as we've seen, his spirit, his word, his people. God works, but we don't just therefore sit back and do nothing. God works, yes, that's an amazing encouragement, but we also work. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. We can't work out our salvation on our own. In other words, we can't become more like Jesus without God's plans and God's help. But we won't become more like Jesus without our effort either. Real effort in specific areas of our lives is going to be needed this year if we all become more like Jesus. And I imagine this morning we might be in a couple of different places. Some of us might be more in need of the encouragement from these verses this morning, that God will be at work in us this year to help us. Others of us might be more in need of the challenge. We also need to work to do our part. And now for some of us, we might have a very clear picture in our minds of what it would look like to be more like Jesus at the end of this year. Maybe that's because, a bit like me, you're more aware than you perhaps want to be, really, of the ways that you're falling short. And if that's you, we need to remember that encouragement from verse 13, that God is going to be at work, that we can count on his help this year. And so if that's us this morning, I just want to say to us, don't give up. We don't want to think this year will be too hard to become more like Jesus, that perhaps we failed too many times. No, as we come into this year, he's promising fresh help and fresh grace. Perhaps for others of us, we like this idea. We want this idea of becoming more like Jesus at the end of the year, but we're struggling to imagine what that might look like. Now, of course, you could go anywhere in the Bible, really, to look at what it looks like to become more like our Lord Jesus. But we're here in Philippians chapter 2. And so let me just point out a couple of things as we draw towards a close that come out from this passage. If we want to be more like Jesus this coming year, here are three particular things. It looks like being united with other Christians. Verse 2 of Philippians chapter 2. Being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. One way we can grow more like the Lord Jesus this year is to get involved, according to the particular gifts and personalities he's given us, in the work of the gospel. So maybe there is for you an area of ministry. You're aware that there's a need in an area of ministry to get involved, to use the gifts that God has given you. You've held back until now, and actually 2026, the start of this year, would be a great moment to get stuck in with that ministry, to join with other Christians, partnering in the work of the gospel. We'll be thinking more about that. We're going to be spending more time in Philippians at the beginning of next year. But it'd be a great time to get stuck in. Uniting with other Christians. It might also look like putting others first. Verses 3 and 4 say, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, count and value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. I guess I'm not the only one. You can think of ways that you're quicker to make decisions. Certainly I am, for what will suit me, my inclinations, my desires, rather than guided by what will bless those around. And that's a challenge for us, isn't it, coming into a new year, putting others first. Maybe for you that's at school, and maybe it's at work, at home. Uniting with other Christians, putting others first, not grumbling or arguing. Now, our culture loves a moan and a grumble, doesn't it? Perhaps we're good on Christmas Day, and then the next day's, that present, you know. Paul says we're to be countercultural. Verse 14. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. So that's a question for me, and maybe for you this morning. Where do I need to replace moaning and grumbling with thanksgiving in the year ahead? Now, of course, there are lots of other ways we might want to become more like Jesus. You might have particular things in your mind, but those are just some things from the passage, what it might look like this morning. And as we think of this question, how do I want to become more like Jesus by the end of 2026? We pull back and we remember. We work. We want to put every effort in this year to become more like Jesus. And at the same time, wonderfully, God works. He's already planned how we'll become more like Jesus. He'll be in control of that. And he gives us everything that we need to help us to get there. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. We're going to continue in response to him now by coming to a time of prayer. Sarah's going to be leading us, picking up on some of these things and then leading us into a wider time of intercessions. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.